Anyway, I'm really sorry I made fun of your stutter in high school.
You're doing great.
Oh, God, just finish the sentence. Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. No one wants to hear my apologies.
I think your mistake is doing it over the phone. I mean, if they could look into your eyes, they'd melt.
Honey, it doesn't matter what you did in the past. You're a good person now.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You weren't just called a bitch.
Perhaps you could assuage your guilt through altruism. Which word's tripping you up? Assuage or altruism?
Both.
You'll feel better by doing something nice for someone.
Oh, I actually knew that.
I never doubted you.
Every other week I serve at a soup kitchen downtown.
Ooh, I can't do that. If I stand over a steaming pot, my hair just goes boing. What else could I do?
There's Habitat for Humanity, building houses for the poor.
Okay, come on, I don't even have my own house. I'm gonna build one for someone else.
How about donating some of your clothes?
Oh my God, that's perfect! Because I have so many clothes I don't wear and they're just taking up space and I go shopping to buy more stuff and I have no place to put it. This will totally fix that.
What about helping people?
And helping people.
Here's your cocoa.
Oh. Half and half instead of whole milk?
Yes.
Heated to precisely 183 degrees?
Yes.
7 little marshmallows, no more, no less.
You got one for good luck. I get it.
One for good luck. Must be the kind of math they do at Princeton.
Hey,
what are you doing here?
I want to apologize for stapling your balls and throwing you naked in the girls' locker room and stuffing that parrot down your pants. And what's this word?
Laxative.
Oh, right. Junior prom. That was not cool, man. I am so, so sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I just hope you can forgive me.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
You're a beautiful guy.
Oh, well, yeah. Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, are you okay to drive?
Yeah. I drive better drunk, you know? It makes you pay attention.
No. Come on in. I'll make you a cup of coffee.
I wouldn't be opposing.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's... Sheldon, we can't let him drive.
Well, then take away his keys and make him wander the streets with the other drunks.
You remember Sheldon and Raj and Howard?
Not really, no. Funny, huh, Leonard? Back in school, I was the winner and you were the loser, and now we're reversed. You're the winner.
You'd think a winner could make a decent cup of cocoa.
Mind if I use your bathroom?
Yeah, just back there.
How about that? After all these years, your big, bad high school bully finally apologizes.
Yeah, it kind of rekindles your faith in the basic goodness of people.
You know, it would be nice.
What's that?
As a symbolic gesture to all the bullies who've tormented us for years, we open our home to Jimmy, and once he's asleep, we kill him. I said it would be nice. I didn't say we should do it.
I feel just like Mother Teresa. Except for the virgin part. That ship sailed a long time ago.
I think Mother Teresa would have washed the clothes first.
Yeah, well, I bet her laundry room wasn't down 5 flights of stairs. You know, giving really is better than receiving. Oh, I used to think it was such a cliche, but seems to be the, look at these cute jeans someone just threw away.
Donated.
Yes, to a poor waitress who loves a boot cut.
Honey.
Come on, they would be so cute on me. And they go great with this sweater.
I don't think Mother Teresa... Oh, that is adorable.
Leonard.
Yeah.
In case it comes up again, this right here is an imposition.
What was I supposed to do? He needed a place to sleep it off.
You're soft. This world's gonna chew you up and spit you out.
When did I have tacos?
Morning, Jimmy.
Oh, there it is, tacos.
Man, I tied one on.
Yeah, you did. So, listen, it was great to see you again, and thanks for the apology.
What apology?
For all the crappy stuff you did to me in high school.
Well, geez, you're still harping on that? What a puss.
That's my French toast.
It's good. You really know your way around the kitchen, Nancy.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but we could have killed him.
I might kill him right now.
The Dark Knight has your back. He's scared, but he has your back.
Hey, Jimmy, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, all right, let me just finish this.
No, you're done. I want you out of my apartment right now.
Well said, Boy Wonder.
Or what?
Don't answer. That's a trick question. I speak from experience.
I'm not afraid of you anymore, Jimmy. Now get out! Uh-oh.
You did it, Leonard. You stood up to your bully.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about myself. Do you think we can outrun him?
I don't need to outrun him. I just need to outrun you.
Then sit in the car and keep it running.
You were right. A whole new load.
Come on, yoga top. Mama needs a new yoga top.
Check it out, Bernadette. Suede boots. Your size.
God, they're cute. Oh, why did they have to be cute?
Wait. Guys, just hang on.
What is it? The fuzz?
Look at us. What are we doing?
I was gleefully following you to a life of crime, looking forward to the day we might be cellmates. I don't know about Bernadette.
No, this is wrong. Let's put everything back. Come on.